News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The coronavirus crisis appeared to escalate on Monday as the government reported 227 cases over the last 24 hours, the largest spike in a day. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare late on Monday night said the total number of coronavirus positive cases in India has risen to 1,251. This includes 1,117 active cases, 102 cured or discharged or migrated people, and 32 deaths. However, the government maintained it was still in the local transmission stage. The Supreme Court, meanwhile, cautioned that fear and panic are becoming a bigger problem than the coronavirus. The government also said there was no immediate plan to extend the 21-day lockdown period, which entered its sixth day on Monday, while the Indian Army dismissed as fake social media posts about a possible emergency declaration next month. In its latest update, the Health Ministry said the death toll due to COVID-19 had risen to 32 and the number of total positive cases to 1,251, up from 1,024. At 227, this is the largest one-day increase in the number of cases for India. At least 25 fresh cases were reported from Delhi alone, taking the national capital's tally to 97, as per the Delhi Health Department. Interacting with organizations involved in social work via video conferencing, Prime Minister Narendra Modi asked them to counter misinformation and superstition on coronavirus, as he observed that people have been flouting social distancing norms in the name of belief. Modi also held a video conference with 130 Indian missions abroad on COVID-19 and said extraordinary times require extraordinary solutions, and referred to unprecedented and early steps taken by India since mid-January to reduce the risk of importing the coronavirus infection and prevent a large outbreak. As fresh coronavirus cases were reported from various parts of the country, including Rajasthan, Haryana, West Bengal and Uttar Pradesh, the Delhi police cordoned off a major area in Nizamuddin where several people showed symptoms of coronavirus after taking part in a religious gathering a few days ago. The Delhi government separately converted its 11 schools into night shelters in a bid to help migrant workers stay in the city during the lockdown period, which would be in addition to the existing 238 night shelters in the city. The Health Ministry maintained the COVID-19 is still in local transmission stage in India, and it took 12 days for cases of infection to rise from 100 to 1,000, at a rate of increase slower than some of the developed countries. Addressing a daily press briefing, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Lav Agarwal, said it is still technically in the local transmission stage in India, and there has been no community transmission as yet. Earlier on Sunday, an SOP issued by the Health Ministry had referred to the current phase of COVID-19 pandemic in India as local transmission and limited community transmission. Agarwal urged all to maintain social distancing, saying even one person's carelessness may lead to spread of the coronavirus pandemic. He attributed the slow pace of rise in cases in India to people's participation in strictly following the social distancing guidelines and the collective preemptive actions taken by the centre in tandem with state governments. The worldwide tally of deaths crossed 35,900, with more than 26,000 people dying in Europe. Globally, more than 7,40,000 people have been detected positive so far, out of which nearly 1,42,300 have recovered, as per various reports. Raman R. Ganga Khedkar, head of Epidemiology and Communicable Diseases at the Indian Council of Medical Research, said 38,442 tests have been conducted till now in India, out of which 3,501 were done on Sunday. He said 47 private laboratories have been given approval for conducting COVID-19 tests, and in the last 3 days, 1,334 tests have been done in private labs. The government has told all its departments to pay high priority to public grievances related to coronavirus. The Railway Board told its zonal units to be ready to convert up to 20,000 train coaches into isolation wards for treatment of COVID-19 patients. Steps have also been initiated for releasing thousands of prisoners in overcrowded jails across the country on interim bail or parole in an unprecedented step to prevent the spread of coronavirus and also to avoid any clashes. Six persons from Telangana who had attended a religious event, Marcus Prayers, between March 13 and March 15 in South Delhi's Nizamuddin area died after testing positive for coronavirus. The Telangana Chief Minister's office on Monday said the dead were undergoing treatment at different hospitals in the state after their samples were tested. Coronavirus has spread among some of those who attended a religious prayer meeting from March 13 to March 15 at Marcus in Nizamuddin area in Delhi. Among those who attended were some persons from Telangana, said an official statement from the CMO. Two of the six died at the Gandhi Hospital, one each at two private hospitals and one each in Nizamabad and Garhwal towns, said the statement, without mentioning the time of their deaths. The CMO said special teams under collectors have identified those individuals who came in contact with these persons and have shifted them to hospitals. The government has directed all the citizens who had attended the event in Delhi to inform authorities and has asked others to alert the administration if they have any information about the same. All those who went for the Marcus prayers in Delhi should inform authorities. The government would conduct tests and offer treatment to them free of cost. Anyone who has information about them should alert the government and authorities, the CMO said. More than 2,000 delegates, including those from Indonesia and Malaysia, attended the Tablighi Jamaat congregation in Nizamuddin West from March 1 to 15, said officials, as the South Delhi neighborhood was virtually sealed by the Delhi police following fears that some people may have contracted COVID-19. The police said the religious congregation was organized without permission from authorities. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has ordered the registration of an FIR against the Maulana for leading the congregation in West Nizamuddin, sources said. They said the Delhi government will launch a house-to-house mapping exercise in two nearby colonies on Tuesday to check for coronavirus cases. The Chinese city of Wuhan, where the novel coronavirus outbreak first surfaced, was partially reopened on Saturday after a two-month lockdown. Even as some passenger and subway trains resumed operations, residents of the city had questions of their own. According to a report of the Radio Free Asia, there is growing doubt among the residents over the official figure of 2,500 deaths in the city, and many believe that the numbers are far greater than what's being reported. China reported a drop in new coronavirus infections for a fourth day as drastic curbs on international travelers reined in the number of imported cases, while Wuhan saw no new case for a sixth day as businesses reopened, according to Reuters. As the week began, seven funeral homes in Wuhan have been dispersing cremated remains of 500 people to the kin of the deceased. This has left many residents feeling skeptical about the official figures released by the authorities. It can't be right because the incinerators have been working round the clock. How can so few people have died? A Wuhan resident told RFA. He added the funeral homes had started giving out the ashes and commenced interment ceremonies on Monday. At present, seven funeral homes are running in Wuhan. The RFA report, citing a news website, kegzine.com, claimed 5,000 urns, almost double the number of deaths reported, had been distributed by Hankou Funeral Homes supplier in a single day. Some posts shared on social media claimed that all seven funeral homes in Wuhan are giving out 3,500 urns per day in total, the report added. Families were told by the funeral homes that they will try to conclude the cremations before the traditional grave-tending festival of Qingming on April 5, which would mark a 12-day process starting March 23, the report said. If one were to go by these estimates, it would imply that around 42,000 urns would be handed out during the said period. A resident of Hubei province told RFA that most people now feel that over a staggering 40,000 people had died in Wuhan before and during the lockdown. Maybe the authorities are gradually releasing the real figures, intentionally or unintentionally, so that people will gradually come to accept the reality. The resident, who gave only his surname, Mao, was quoted as saying by RFA. Another highly placed source close to the Provincial Civil Affairs Bureau told RFA that many people had passed away in their homes without receiving any treatment or diagnosis for COVID-19. The source added the city had witnessed 28,000 cremations within a span of a month, indicating that the estimates over a 2.5 month time frame was not exaggerated. Wuhan's residents have also alleged that the officials were trying to buy out the silence of the residents through monetary offers. Chen Yaohui, a local, told RFA that city officials were giving out 3,000 yuan as funeral allowances to the families of the deceased, adding not a single resident believes the official death toll. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.